really enjoy preaching when I'm 100% sure what I'm supposed to preach. You know, that's just okay, cock it and let's go. I've not been that way for this evening. I've not got real settled. I had three things that I juggled them around to see which one to preach, and so we settled with this one. And it's all out of the Bible, so it's got to be good, because I'm preaching, it's just the Bible. And the title of the message tonight is How Not to Go Crazy in a Crazy World. Anybody think we live in a crazy world? I feel like a pinball sometimes bouncing around. It's up, it's down. I hear this, I hear that. I see things, and even in prayer room tonight, I know it was brought up about some things in our world, and I have never, and I know. People say, well, it's always been that way, and I understand that statement, but I really can't, in my mind, I can't imagine our country ever having a time like we're in right now. It's just, you know, and I'm not talking about, you don't have to go to the gutter to talk about this stuff. I mean, the things that I hear that go on in churches, the things I hear that so-called people that love the Lord do and say, it really breaks my heart. And I don't do all the social media stuff. I don't care. I'm not here preaching about that tonight. But it amazes me. You know, I'm not up here politicking either, but you hear these politicians, you know, depending on who they're talking to, what they say. They're running into South Carolina, so they know there's supposedly a lot of conservative people this way. So what do? They turn conservative. So, you know, they speak with a forked tongue, as the Indian would say. It tickled me. Trump, what's your favorite book? Well, the Bible. Give us your favorite verse. He ain't got a clue. Yeah. You know, it's what? It's 2 Corinthians, okay. You know, you speak, man, I'm for this, I'm for that. Y'all love the Lord, and then the next thing out of your mouth is curse words. Right. Yeah. Something's wrong with that. But, you know, I could care less about the politics things, but what about the rest of us? You know, we do. We live in a crazy, crazy world. And like I said in the prayer room, it was mentioned about praying for our young people. And I don't remember statistics that David throwed out, but about how our children are living in such hard days. These kids are living in situations that you can't even begin to imagine. When I was that age, I didn't even know that stuff was even in the world. I really didn't. And these kids, I'm not talking about high school kids, I'm talking about young children, are living in the midst of a hellhole and having to live, and it's just like everyday life to them. Isn't it crazy? And so we're going to look tonight on how not to go crazy, because if you're not careful, it'll drive you batty. It really will. But we're going to try our best for the next little bit to give you this verses tonight. I believe it'll be a help to us, how not to go crazy in a crazy world. Let's stand together, Lamentations chapter 3 this evening. Lamentations chapter 3. Look with me in verse number 17 this evening. You can go back and read the whole first part of this chapter and see some craziness, you know, of how Jeremiah was feeling during this time. And but you come to verse number 17, it says, "And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forget prosperity." This is verse 17. Verse 18 says, "And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me." And again, even saved people go crazy. I mean, you can get so much on you, and you can get so many things going in your life, and you can have all the things that just fall off, and just, you know, in a moment, you can go crazy. And that's what we see here, I believe, with Jeremiah, as he's lamenting, as he's just basically pouring his heart out. And even a saved person, and I know we're here on a Sunday night, and I'm not saying everybody's here saved. I never say that. But again, this is Sunday night, and the majority of us say, we're saved, preacher, and I'm glad for that. But just because you're saved don't mean you're always where you need to be, and you're always doing what you ought to do. And here we see again the lamenting there, and again, in a crazy world. And then verse 21 is where we're going to jump into this evening. This is what the Bible says. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Somewhere in time, somewhere along the way, as you head out this crazy world, you've got to grab a hold of that anchor once again and find out, wait a minute, I got an anchor that holds. I got some hope over here. And that's what Jeremiah is saying. He says, this I recall. So there's some things that you and I as believers don't sit here and my wife don't like me to use this word, but I'll use it anyway. Don't sit here and be stupid. Don't sit here and think that you're not going to face these things. Don't sit here and think that you're above these things. It might be at your doorstep. It might be ringing your doorbell tonight. But there's some things that you and I, it's the reason we ought to read our Bibles, the reason we ought to study, it's the reason we ought to have a prayer life. Because when those things start happening and everything around you is falling apart, this thing I recall. I can go back to that thing and recall and get a hold of hope. And that's what he says. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Verse 22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it up upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if it so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he casts, though he calls grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercy. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause. The Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith and cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth the living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? And then look at verse number 40. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Listen to me. When you're going the wrong way, it don't pay to keep going that way. You're never going to get to the place you need to be as long as you're going the wrong way. What are you saying, preacher? This is exactly what the verse says. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. How not to go crazy in a crazy world. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We sure thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Lord, we all need hope this evening, Lord. And God, we all need encouraging. And God, I pray, Lord, for the next little bit. God, as we just go through the scriptures, Lord, I pray, God, that you'd encourage our hearts tonight, God, to help us take another look. God, help us to take hold once again. And God, I just ask you, Lord, again, to strengthen us, Lord. And God, I pray for the lost this evening. Oh, God, would you please, God, help us to be light, to be salt to this world. But God, for us that are saved, I pray, God, as we head through these days, God, when there's turmoil, when there's craziness all around about us, God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, God, just to keep our eyes focused where they need to be. And Lord, we'll thank you. We're going to praise you for what you do, Lord. For us in Christ's name I pray. Amen. You can be seated this evening. How not to go crazy in a crazy world. I've seen some people go crazy, literally. I mean, just they get so wrapped up. They get so consumed. They get so, choked up with all the cares of this life. And listen to me, we're all going to face those troubles. We know that. We don't know what tomorrow holds. You might think, man, we're on smooth sailing. All the bills are paid. Everything's good. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something's going to knock the wind right out of you. What do you do? And boy, I tell you today, it seems like so many people today are so flippant, so easily swayed, so easily to throw in the towel. And listen to me, we need to be strong. We need to have, again, we're not strong in ourselves, but I'm saying this evening, moms and dad, our children, they're facing a world like we've never seen before. They need to get a hold of the fact that, listen, when things don't go our way, when things do get turned upside down, there's still somewhere that we can find a blessed hope. And that's good for the adults, and that's good for us youngins either, amen, or two. So again, Jeremiah says here in verse 21, it says, this I recall to my mind, Therefore have I hope. As you go through life, when you look like there's no hope, there's nothing that's going to happen, we need to get back to the place again that we turn from our ways and turn again to the Lord, because that's the only place tonight, church, you're going to find hope. If you put your hope in a man, I promise you, you're going to be let down. I promise you. I'll never forget it when I first began hanging around preachers. That's a scary thing. Man, my eyes were open. I'd hear some, I was going, I don't go to preachers' fellowships anymore. I just don't have time, and I get discouraged usually when I go, so I don't even go anymore. It just gets to be a gossip session and a this and that. I just don't go. I got enough things to worry about and do. I'd go to these, you know, as a young preacher, I'd go to these preacher fellowships, and I'd man, look at that guy. Boy, look at what they're doing, all this. And then I'd hear them start talking. I'm thinking, I can't believe he'd say that. I'll tell you, it broke my heart. I thought, how can they do that? But guess what? They're just like you. They're just like me. They're made out of the same stuff. But look, my hope is not in a preacher. I love my pastor. You know that. I talk to him on a weekly basis. But he can fall. He can fail. He messes up. It'd break my heart to get a phone call tonight to tell me that my preacher messed up. But it could happen. If I put my hope in that preacher and he fails, what am I going to do? Where am I going to anchor in on that? But I'm glad I know there's a place tonight where my anchor will hold. I know there's a place tonight that I can always find a hope. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, you need, as we go through these, and I'm just pulling this straight out of the Word of God, but you need to understand the fact of it is the whole, you can say, I know these things, but the key to this whole thing of not going crazy is to find yourself that when you get in those places, when you're going through those troubles, is that you stop and you get a hold of the fact that I need to get back my eyes, not on my situations, not on my circumstances, not on the people, but I recall where my hope is. That's the key to this whole thing. You can know every one of these truths, and I believe everybody here will say, well, I know that, I know that, I know that. But do you go to that place and that I recall that that's where my hope is? And again, he says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. And here's where our hope is, again, and it's simply in the Lord. And let me give you some things that I see here in these verses tonight, and we'll go. First of all, I'm thankful tonight that I find that hope, and I realize this season. First of all, I see it in verse 22. It is the Lord's mercies. Amen. Listen, this world isn't merciful. Right. Listen, as Baptists, we're the world's worst, probably. We like to find somebody that falls or stumbles or messes up, and what do? We'll kick them, step on them, jump up and down them, and talk about them. I hear it all the time. I see it all the time. You wouldn't like it if it was you. It's humanism. It's the idea that I can push them down to get me up a little higher in somebody else's eyes. That's all that is. Preacher, I'd never do that. Come on. Let's just be honest. We're not merciful. If it's for my good, I'll do it. Right? But I'm glad this evening I can say without a shadow of a doubt that my God is merciful. Aren't you glad tonight that we see the mercies of God? And that's where I find my hope. I'll recall that God is merciful. Listen, if I was God, I'd have got rid of me a long time ago. And y'all too. I'd never put up with a bunch of people like us. If I was God, I'd look at this world a long time ago and said, there's no use in this bunch. We'll start over. Is that not what he told Moses? It repented God that even made us. And he said, I'm going to destroy all of you. And Moses said, wait a minute, God. But God has mercy. So in our crazy world, when everything's going crazy in our lives and the things around about us, we think, what in the world are we going to do? I'm going to go back to where I know there's hope. And God's merciful. I'm thankful for that this evening. Again, verse number 2, it is the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, amen, because he is what? Compassion. Not only tonight do I have to, I can find my hope in the fact that I see the mercies of God, but as we've heard over and over and over through song and how we've talked about it, and even this morning, the Word of God that we tried to preach, aren't you glad that God's compassionate? Aren't you glad that God, as we even sung this morning, that he loves even me? So I recall in my mind that God is merciful. I call in my mind this evening that he's compassionate. Verse 23, they are new every morning. Aren't you glad this morning? Now, let's think about this. God. Do you believe God is all-knowing? Do you believe that? You believe that, right? Everybody good with that? He's all-knowing, all-powerful. He's all-knowing. Then how does he forget my sin? Because he chooses. I have a hard time forgetting my sins. One of our biggest troubles is we look into the mirror and we see ourselves and we know what a scoundrel we are. Aren't you glad that's not how God looks at you? Aren't you glad tonight that's not how God looks at me? He's compassionate. And the Bible says here again, I'm going to find hope in the fact that he's merciful, that he's compassionate, that every morning they're renewed. And then verse 23 there also it says, great is thy faithfulness. Aren't you glad this evening when the world's gone crazy, when you don't know what's going to happen next, I can look up and look into heaven and know that my God is merciful, he's loving, he's compassionate, and I'm glad this evening he is faithful. He is faithful. Great is his faithfulness. He'll never fail me. He'll never forget me. He's faithful. That's who our God is. And again, how do you stay... You don't go crazy in a crazy world. Well, you see his mercy. You see his compassion. You see his faithfulness. Verse 24 says, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. See, the key tonight is where your portion is. Where's your heart tonight? Amen. If your heart is in a man, if your heart is in this world, you're going to find yourself going crazy. But when we can truly, and listen, I know, I'm not sitting up here and telling you that, boy, if, when things come, you can just let it run off like water off a duck's back. Listen, it hurts. It'll rip your heart out. You'll feel like you can't take another breath. You'll feel like you just want to dig a hole and die. But God is merciful. But God is compassionate. But God is faithful. And he's my portion. He's my all in all. The Lord is my portion. Oh, verse 25, could we not just say the Lord's good? Listen, I'm not good. This world isn't good, but my God is good. That's how you keep yourself from going crazy. Everything around me is not good, but that's good. There'll always be something that's good. And it's the Lord. So I see he's good. How do you not go crazy? Well, verse 25 says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. See, there's conditional there. Now, it doesn't change the fact that he's good. I mean, he's good all the time, no matter what you do. But you might not find him good. See what I'm saying? Go back and look, and we don't have time to do it tonight, but go look. Who's Jeremiah talking about doing all this to him? He's talking about what God had just done to him. Sometimes it hurts. Not sometimes. It hurts when God does these things to us. But it's for my good. It's because he loves me. He's good. Verse 26, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. You know what keeps me from going crazy? Just knowing I'm saved. This ain't my home. Hey, I got a better thing ahead. Amen. And I don't have to wait there to enjoy it. I can enjoy it today. Amen. So I see he's my deliverer. It's good for a man that bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone, that it's good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence because he hath borne it up on him. He putteth his mouth in the dust. If it so be, there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full of reproach. Verse 31, for the Lord will not cast off forever. Aren't you glad? That's some of the most precious verses. And this too shall come to pass. Hey, you might think that you can't take another step, but it ain't affected God one bit. He's just as strong. He's just as able. He's just as everything. He's always been. Listen, God will not stop. God will not quit. So I see this seed, and he just keeps on giving and just keeps on putting forth. Verse 33, look at it. Verse 31 says, for the Lord will not cast off forever. Verse 32, but though he calls grief, yet will he have compassion. There it again, according to the multitude of what? His mercies. Look at verse 33. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. Aren't you glad this evening for his long suffering? Aren't you glad this evening that God just continues to work with me and puts forth and helps me? Why? I'm his child. He hadn't thrown me away. The long suffering of God. To crush us under his feet, all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to divert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? Well, out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth a living man complain? A man for the punishment of his sins. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Aren't you glad again this evening there's hope? Hey, listen, as I said, again, we all get times of craziness. There's things that bombard us, things that overwhelm us. But what do? You better figure out that my hope, my anchor is in the Lord, and turn that way. Turn your eyes on him. Put your hope in him, knowing that he's merciful and compassionate and kind and loving and long-suffering. That's what we've got. That's the only thing you can put a hold on. What are we going to do, preacher? Well, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. This I recall in my mind, therefore have I hope. We're just going to keep doing it. We're going to keep pushing forward the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to keep lifting him up with voice. We're going to keep raising our hands to a holy God. We're going to keep putting forth with our mouth and our lips. We're going to tell people what Jesus does in our life and try our best to continually walk. Listen, it's not about me, it's about him. That's our hope. Again, we need to understand it is a crazy world, but we don't have to go crazy in it. I've used this illustration before. It's been a long time since I've done this, but way back when I got certified for scuba diving. I enjoyed it. I really did. I enjoyed all of it. It was fun. I enjoyed doing it. But I've always thought about that scuba diving and thinking about this world. To scuba dive, you got to be in the water. Duh, preacher, that makes a lot of sense. But there's one thing a scuba diver don't want. The water in him. I got to be in this world. I got to live in it. I got to raise a family in it. I got to try to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ in it. Don't let the world be the factor. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And listen, our God doesn't change. He's the same today, tomorrow, forever. He's the same. So when you feel like the world's going crazy and it's sucking you in, recall Jeremiah chapter 3. That's where our hope is. His love, his compassion, his mercy, all of that. Burn that into your heart. Keep that as a first aid in that line of defense. And realize, we do live in a crazy world. I've got to the place that when I hear things, it doesn't surprise me anymore. What's coming next? I don't know. I just keep trying to put my eyes on the Lord. So let's stand this evening. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.